Blog Talk Radio.
BFL.
Best friend lovers, best friend lovers, best friend lovers, yeah.
We are back.
Ooh.
I am Tiger. He is Matthew, and we are best friend lovers. And we are glad that you are joining us today. What's up, Mr. Matty Mo? It is St. Patrick's Day. Are you wearing green?
At the moment, I am not.
But I did
Ooh,
today.
You're getting a pinch. Pinch.
Mm.
Tonight
below
is
or above the waist?
Your wife to while out.
Yeah. Hello. Tonight is an excuse just for your wife to while out. Her last name used to be O'Toole, but she's full-blooded Native American. I don't know how it works, but she's full-blooded Native American with the last name of O'Toole, and she uses tonight just to while out.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
I was like, you're not
how
really
are you gonna
Irish.
Keep control of her? Probably roofier, but I don't know.
Oh, okay. And her best friend's going to be there, so that's going to work out to your advantage. All right.
Yeah.
That is a dirtbag. Welcome to the show, everybody.
Hey.
We are going to talk about getting in shape for the spring. Are Matthew, I'm talking to you, not to the fans. Are you summer ready? Are you beach body are you beach body ready yet?
Well, whales and orcas and hippos live in the waters and on the beach. So, yeah, I'm beach ready.
Ooh, good. Have you been working on that fitness like Fergie?
I have been working on the fitness because she's my witness. I just got done working out, and I feel good. Feel great. I'm trying this Herbalife for 30 days, see if it really works. I'm not changing
and that's
my
your boy,
diet
Jim
too
Rome.
Much. Yeah, I'm not changing up my diet too much. I'm just doing my normal exercise. I'm going to see how it affects me. See what's up.
Okay. Well, I've never been beach body ready, let alone this year. So give me 10
That's
ways.
A lie.
I
That's
could...
a lie.
Ooh. When I was 22, I was
be...
in pretty good shape.
You still are, my friend. I was. Today's show is around you. You're going to give us 10 tips on how to get our beach body ready. Because
okay, ready number
you
one.
You have the best body. Yes.
Okay, number one. Only eat Shorty's Pizza buffet at lunch. Eat as much as you can, and don't eat for the rest of the day. And then once it hits about 9 o'clock, go to Chili's with you and your two buddies, and just drink beer till like 2 or 3 in the morning.
Oof.
I was.
That's called the dad bod diet.
Ooh, well, that was in 2019. What? In 2006, 2007, that was my diet. I had abs. I weighed 180 pounds, and I was 6'3".
Oof. Yeah,
so
you did.
There's
you
my
did have
tips.
It.
That's my tips.
Well, I'll give you mine.
If you want.
Okay. Be in the gym for about an hour a day. Eat right. And do it every day, and you'll still be 260 pounds like me. So,
exactly.
I have no clue. Stupid genetics.
Stupid genetics. My genetics didn't hit till I turned 30. My hair started leaving, and I gained 85 pounds.
That's good. I lost 50 pounds, but I found it real quick. Real quick.
You did slim up after your wedding, didn't you?
I did.
Most people
slim up before their wedding. I slim up after my wedding.
Sure, because you didn't want her to have the best version of you until you knew she was staying.
Exactly. And, you know, I don't want to become pudgy again because I'm on the fitness thing again. And I don't want my wife to leave me, so I got to keep up my game.
Keep it up. And your wife is super vain and will leave you. I've heard that conversation. So,
She will.
On the rip, tell me how you have lost 50 pounds since your wedding.
Well, I'm currently on a journey right now to lose 80 more pounds. I'm sitting at a cool, lean, fat 279 pounds as of this morning. But I'll tell you, let's see what I do for a living. I tell people how to lose weight and get healthy.
That's what you do for
Number
a living,
one.
Actually.
Yeah, that's what I do for a living. I'm a certified personal trainer.
Please.
I'm certified through the National Strength and Conditioning, level one.
So that's NASM, NASM, for all you guys out there wondering. He just actually certified in early March. So
March, yep.
Tell us what you learned, Matthew.
Early March. Okay, well, mine is super simple. I have three tips, but I'm going to go into detail about 12. So my number one tip is to have a caloric deficit, be active, and stay consistent. That's all I got to say. But I'm going to go into detail on how you can do it if you other ways, if these top three don't work.
So, well, for one, hold on. You're going a little too fast. What's right. caloric? I don't know what caloric means.
Caloric is your calories that you eat.
Okay.
And the reason why they're called calories is because that is what gives our body fuel. It's calories. Oh. Now,
So you got to gas up.
Right. And we gas up through carbs and protein and good fat. Now, I tell all my clients and myself, do not drink your calories. That's the worst thing you can do.
And who does that the worst?
Drink your calories. I used to have a Dr. Pepper and just smash that Dr. Pepper. But no more diet sodas, no more regular sodas. Let's get away from that. Sugar is the killer right now. Sugar is killing us
For all of our Spanish listeners, let me help us out a little bit, because we do have people in Mexico listening and Spain. No azúcar. No azúcar.
Or no El sugar. Sugaro.
El Sugaro will work if you want to get beat up in the hood that I can count in. So, but remember, Matt and I made a promise that we were going to learn something for 90 days, and I stuck to mine. And I am, yo soy bilingüe, so... For those who need the help in Spanish, I can translate it. So no azúcar.
So no sugar. So don't drink your calories.
No sugar.
Don't go
azúcar.
Yes. No juice, concentrate, none of that stuff. If you're gonna, if you want the juice, eat a orange or apple. So don't.
Now Joe Rogan said something interesting the other day. He said, "We're not meant to drink 8 to 12 ounces of orange juice or apple juice. No matter how good it tastes to us, our bodies aren't supposed to, meant to consume it that way. If you were back in the day and you wanted some applesauce or apple juice or you wanted orange juice, you would just eat the fruit and the juice you got out of it would be your orange juice. Is that true? We're not supposed to eat, 20 ounces of the fruit juice?
That's the way I see it. Our body can't get rid of all the acid that's in it. If I do want orange juice, I'll only have 4 to 6 ounces, and that's it. And I'll mix it in with my kale and banana smoothies. I won't have a lot. I don't drink a whole lot of fruit juices. The only time I really drink soda is if I have tequila and soda or whiskey and Coke.
Yeah, or if your buddy from Oklahoma says, drink coffee or you won't be my best friend this weekend.
Right, and I get that a lot.
Yeah.
So, move on to number two. There's no shortcuts, ladies and gentlemen. There is no shortcuts. You know how long it takes to get to 21 in age? It takes 21 years.
21 years.
So there is no shortcuts. There's no magic pills. There's no magic diets. There's nothing. It's a lifestyle change. You literally have to change your life. And change the way you eat.
So lose 30 pounds in 30 days. You're telling me that is snake oil?
It is snake oil, my friend. Now, you can lose it, for sure, if you go on a crash diet. But once you stop that crash diet...
Is it sustainable?
You're going to put it on plus more within a matter of, I wouldn't say weeks. Because I've done that. I've done that crash diet for college sports. I was doing just protein and vegetables. No carbs. I really cut up carbs. But now as I get older, I learned that there's good carbs, bad carbs, and that we need carbs for fuel. If you're diabetic, you better watch your carbs. Watch all the carbs that you eat if you're diabetic.
Watch them into your mouth.
Yeah. So no pizzas. If you're gonna just small changes. Small changes. If you're going to go pizza, go thin crust or go wheat.
I'm from New York, so I like the thin crust better anyway.
Yeah. If you go pasta, go whole wheat pasta.
You're making my grandma cry.
Yeah. Now, I find it best if I log my food. I keep my journal with me. I log my food. I watch what I eat. I only take in, I'm on a very strict diet right now because I am trying to lose the 80 pounds. I'm taking in 1,800 calories.
Okay.
So.
I think that helps people. So tell us how to get 1,800. What are you eating?
Whole foods.
Because for most self-help, I like it to be spelled out for me so I can follow it. Tell me what you're doing,
okay.
And then I'm like, okay, I got it, and then I'll start doing it.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Well, my body is going to be different than your body. Whatever works for me might not work for you.
Actually, ours are one and the same.
Green gods walking around. So for breakfast, I'll have old-fashioned oats, 100% whole grain oats, and then I'll have a little bit of natural peanut butter, not the fat-free, because that's what makes nuts good, is because of the polyphenol fat, the good fat. So I'll have that,
okay.
A little bit of peanut butter, maybe some strawberries, a little cup of blueberries, no more than a handful. And then if I want a snack, I'll do almonds. I'll do maybe some fruit, a pear for the complex carbohydrate. Or I'll do maybe a protein shake, but it has to be soy because I'm lactose intolerant. Whey is a form of cheese.
Yes.
And then for lunch, I'll have...
Grows on the milk.
Yep, exactly. For lunch, I'll have a salad. I had a salad today with baby kale, spinach, green peppers.
Okay.
Carrots. I'll have that for lunch. Maybe some chicken, some broccoli, sweet potato. And then for dinner, I usually have 500 to 600 calories for a dinner.
But truly, do you ever backslide?
Oh, yeah.
Out of all honesty, do you ever just think like, well, I brought my lunch to work, but you know what? I'm going to see pizza buffet.
CC's gives me the squirts. But honestly, what my splurge is just
Burger King.
A good sandwich. Burger King?
Ooh,
yeah, I do like Burger King or a nice sandwich from like Jimmy John's, Tarrantown, or Qdoba. I love
McAllister.
Qdoba.
How about McAllister? The McAllister? Don't mess
with
McAllister.
If I deprive myself, that means I'll splurge later on and make myself sick, and I don't want to do that. I'll take in more calories at once at a time like that, and I don't want to do that. So I'll reward myself. I eat whatever I want. I just eat in moderation.
Okay.
So, of course, eat tons of fruits and vegetables, but a lot of people were saying, watch the fruit that you eat because it has fructose and it messes with your blood sugar. So if you're making smoothies in the morning and you do a whole bunch of fruit, you're getting all natural fruit, but that can mess with your blood sugar, so be careful. Add some greens, some spinach, some kale.
Awesome.
Let's see what else? Drink water.
Now, Kevin James
in
the movie Here Comes the Boom, he credits that to kale shakes every day.
Yeah. This is what I put in my shakes in the morning. I have half a banana, not a whole banana, half a banana, kale, a cup of kale, a cup of spinach, a little bit of orange juice. And I'm ready to go
orange
for the day.
Orange juice?
Just about
4 to 6 ounces. What brand, what kind of orange juice are you using?
100% orange juice.
Florida?
With pulp, yep. The best
place
that I have found... Go ahead, buddy.
No, okay, it's all right. I was just talking to my sweet little son. Trying to throw a wrench in my game here.
The best place that I found to get cheap food besides Sam Clubs in bulk would have to be Aldi, honestly. Aldi is the best place to get.
Ooh, we got an Aldi Asylum. Mm-hmm. And we like it. We dig it.
Yeah.
Your Aldi Asylum has been so long, my friend.
Yeah, I used to work there. I used to drive 2 hours to work, work a 12-hour shift, and drive 2 hours home.
But in work. How was your diet then?
Did that. It was horrible. I would pick up, I would go to my favorite donut shop, Daylight Donuts, pick up like half a dozen of donuts, a coffee, a Red Bull, not the sugar-free, then drive all the way to work, sit down all day, then come home. It was bad.
Now, speaking of that, can I lose weight with energy drinks?
I don't think so. I really don't. Now, I do occasionally like sugar-free Red Bull because I just like the taste. But, of course, if you're going to have energy, just drink a cup of coffee, just black. Because
okay.
You're going to get 80 milligrams of caffeine.
Okay.
And you're not going to get all the additives. You're just going to get the
black
coffee.
But what about my teeth, bro? Black coffee's going to tear my teeth yellow. It's going to look like I've been chewing butter stick.
Well, coffee always is a great fiber. You can poop with it. And that's one thing I always tell everybody, watch.
How many times should I do a day?
I don't know. That's so difficult for me because I go at least 6 times a day. I know.
See, I hear 3 is the magic number. Is that too much?
I'm not really for sure about that.
Oh,
I go
okay.
6 times a day.
It's because of all the protein you take. How much protein do you take a day? All of it.
I only take probably about 110 grams of protein. I don't count my macros that much. I'm not really close eye on them. I just watch how much any fruits and vegetables are pregame. I eat as much as I want of fruits and vegetables. I only get, I think, 200 grams of carbohydrates and 0.5 grams of protein per body pound.
Now, well, let me ask you a question. What did you think about Arnold Schwarzenegger back in the day? People used to come up to him and they would say, "Oh, I don't want to look like you." And he would say, "Don't worry, you never will."
Okay, because the way he was eating and the way he was working out 6 to 8 hours a day in the gym, no one's going to do that. I think the only person that does that now that's close would be like The Rock or Jay Cutler or bodybuilders like that.
Now, I watched a documentary on bodybuilders on Netflix, and they said, it was the guy who's just won Mr. Olympia. He goes, "You could take all the steroids you want to. You could inject every steroid I do and more, and you'll never look like me." Is that an arrogant thing, or is he being serious?
A little bit of both. He could be arrogant. And it could be, you know, a lot of people in my family are pretty thin, but I'm larger. But it's
all the right
plays on. Yeah. Oh, we have a really good friend that doesn't work out, but he's very fit. And he eats whatever he wants.
Good friend, okay. Yes, I know who you're speaking of, but not a good friend.
Yeah,
old
Zach
Jack.
Frazier is his name.
Jack
Frazier. Z-A-C-K.
Actually, he's a great guy since we're saying his name. I'm going to change the script. Actually, he's a wonderful guy, sweet. Buff is all get out, but doesn't work out.
Yeah, it does not work out.
He was just born with a body. Abs?
Yes.
Cut?
Some
now,
people
how
are.
Come he looks like that and I look like, hmm?
Why does
he look like
just
that and I look like, hmm?
Just the
he
DNA
looks like
my friend
that is. And I look like, hmm? He looks like that and I look hungry.
I stay hungry. And people are like, "Well, I only eat 3 times a day. That's it. That's all I eat." Well, you need to eat more. You need to have eat 3 meals a day with 2 or 3 snacks in between, because the more you eat, and the often you eat, I'm sorry, the more it's going to rev up your metabolism.
The okay.
The quicker it is for you to lose weight.
6 small meals a day?
6 small meals a day. Your breakfast should be about 200 to 300 calories. Your snacks in between about 150. Your lunch about 200 to 300, and your dinner you can have about 500 for dinner, maybe.
What's
just
the
depends
best
on what
workout?
Your Best post workout?
I've heard I heard orange post workout. Or banana.
I heard
orange pre banana post.
Yeah. Brad Pitt does a banana post. I do a clementine before, just to get my sugar up and going. A lot of people do gummy bears afterwards.
Okay.
It just depends on what you see in the results. Like, mine can be different than yours. You could have protein and a creatine before and have great results, or you could have a Snickers bar. I don't know. It just depends on you. I want to get the insulin spike for me.
Okay.
Do you take any pre-workouts at the time?
I don't at the moment.
Mm-hmm. I was watching Elliot Holt this morning, and it was an old video, and he was talking about how he doesn't really take pre-workouts. He just does breathing exercises to get his pumped.
He breathes from his balls?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Yep.
Exactly it. So,
what do you think of that?
And, of course, if it works for him, it works for him. I've never tried it. I'm going to try it tomorrow when I go work out. I'm going to just breathe like a mofo. Like I just got done climbing stairs. So,
and then you're going to pass out.
Right. You know what the easiest part of diet losing weight is? Is the exercise. The exercise is super easy. But the diet is the hardest part. Once you get the diet down, you're good to go. So you need to do weight training, of course, 3 to 5 days a week. You need to do cardio 3 to 5 days a week. I tell everybody to count their steps, get about 10,000 steps.
Okay, I do that. My phone actually does it for me.
Uh-huh.
My phone actually does it for me. My LG, my company phone that I put on my hip.
Uh-huh.
And I get 10,000 steps every day that I'm in casinos.
Good. There's no difference between getting 10,000 and 12,000.
What is a Fitbit do?
A Fitbit? I love Fitbit because it tracks my sleep.
I know.
How much sleep I'm getting. It tracks my steps. I can log in my food. It's just all in one.
How much are they?
They range from the cheapest one is $99. That's the one I got. To the most expensive one, which my wife has, I think it's like $249.
What's so good
but
about
you
it?
You don't want to buy it. Like I said, it tracks my sleep. It tracks
No.
I don't
sir,
really.
Sir, sir. The $249 versus the $99. What's the difference?
Oh well, it just depends. The $249 it has your heartbeat, or it has your target heart rate. It has like exercises on it. You can Bluetooth your music, you can do workouts on it, you can get your text messages from it. It's just like an iPhone.
Hmm.
But I'm just, all I need it for is to track my sleep and to track my how many steps I get a day. That's all I really need it for. So that's
okay.
Why I went with the cheap one. Like last night, I got 4 hours and 49 minutes of sleep.
So does it have, like, a stopwatch on it?
The more expensive one does. This one, the one I have, the Fitbit, just the little one, doesn't.
Uh-huh. I had this watch one time that I worked out with, and I loved it, and it had a stopwatch on it. So whenever I finished my set, I would hit the stopwatch, and I could wait my 60 seconds and jump back up.
Right. That's the thing. If you want to lose weight, don't worry about exercises that are in isolation. Like, today I'm just going to do arms and then go get on the treadmill. It doesn't work like that. If you want to lose weight, you need to do HIIT principles, high-intensity training. So whenever you get done blasting arms on a set, go into a jump rope for a minute. Keep that heart rate up. Go hit arms again. Jump rope for a minute. Or do mountain climbers or punch a bag or jog around the tracker that's inside the gym or outside, then go work arms again. Always keep your heart rate up. The higher our heart rate is and our max heart rate, the more calories
mm-hmm.
we're going to burn and the fat we're going to burn.
Oh, I like it. Well, instead of calling it fat, let's call it the mat and tiger you're going to burn.
yeah.
So if you
most
keep your heart rate up, you're going to burn a ton of mat and tiger.
Mm-hmm.
and you're going to get in shape. You're going to look like a Zach Frazier. So you want to look like Zach, you got to burn Matt and Tiger.
That's true. Now, all mine sits around my waist area. As soon as I get my waist in check, I'll be fine. That's
Ooh.
One thing. I wish I could just cut off and throw away.
Well, you can. They make surgeries for that, my friend.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. And
some people call that the
peak
way. Some people, and I call that the Tiger Taylor way.
Develop the habit.
Live forever.
You can't do anything if you don't have the habits down. Seriously. Develop the right habits of eating right, meal prepping for your week. Just take 2 hours on Sunday, get everything done.
Okay.
And just make sure you develop the habits.
So you're telling me getting in control of your weight and health is just like getting ahead in business that we also teach.
That's it.
It's all in preparation. Are you prepared? Are you putting in the necessary steps to set yourself up for success? Because the number one way to be successful is to be prepared. So you're telling me if I spend all day Sunday preparing, I'll be successful in my food throughout the week.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Again, I'm bringing a full circle here, folks. We're running out of time. We have 4 minutes. And I just wanted to say, if you believe, you will learn. Believe by tuning in. Believe that we're going to bring you knowledge. Learn from us. In between the riffraff, the jokes, the humor, the whip, the jape. There's real knowledge here. So believe by tuning in. Learn what we say. Take what you like, throw away the rest, and succeed. I love what Matt just said. Number one thing for losing weight is being prepared. Preparing yourself for success in weight loss and health.
That's it. Once you get, just think, if you gave this everything you had for 6 months, where would you be? How much confidence would you have? Would you actually get a raise in your job? Would you be more confident of getting out and meeting new people? The girl that you want, the guy that you want? You're going to have so much confidence once you get all that taken care of.
So much confidence.
Look at Tiger Taylor. He has all the confidence in the world. Wish I had that confidence.
Ooh, I used to be very confident. Women used to like my cockiness, and now I walk with my shoulders slouched forward, my head at the ground. I look at my shoes as I walk, and I frown a lot.
No,
I tell a lot of people, buddy.
Same
here. Very much.
You're the...
And I want to know, what do you tell a lot of people?
I just say, how would you feel? How would your life change once you had this done? Just take 6 months,
Ooh.
Take a year to work on yourself. How would you feel? How would your life change? For every day you work out, that's a day in your life. For every pound that you lose, that's like 7.
Ooh, see, I just heard Gary Vaynerchuk say today, he may, in the next decade, take one full year off of work. Can you believe it? Gary Vaynerchuk said it. Do you know what he said he would do if he took a full year
what?
Off? Get swole. And healthy AF. He would get swollen and healthy as AF.
You are worth it, my friend. You are worth it. Your body.
Baby, I'm worth it.
Every
I'm
step
worth
that you
it.
Take adds 2 seconds to your life. Every day that you work out adds a day to your life. Every, like, 10 to 20 pounds you lose adds 7 years to your life. Why would you not do that? Right now,
Lazy, my friend.
A major epidemic of obesity and diabetes.
That's almost true.
To the point where I think 1 in 3 people have diabetes and they're considered morbidly obese.
Pre-diabetic.
That's 1 to 3 people. Pre-diabetic. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
1 to 3
You know
people.
What Europeans call us?
Fat? Matt and Tiger?
Fat Americans. Matt and Tiger Americans. They call us fat Americans. Europeans call us fat Americans.
Yeah, you owe it to yourself.
You want to be known as a fat American? I don't.
No.
I don't want to be known as Matt and Tiger.
Yeah. You owe it to yourself. You owe it to your family. You owe it to your kids to become the best you possible. Mm. It's going to take time. Consistent. And trust me,
but Rome
you'll get
wasn't
there,
built in
you'll
a day.
So much better.
Once it was completed, Rome wasn't built in a day, but once it was completed, it was an amazing feat. It was an amazing city, but it was not built in a day. Any way we look at
True
it,
that.
Rome was not built in a day. So, guys, you are Rome. Build your city. Remember, guys, believe, learn, and succeed. And my quote of the day, Mr. Waits, is, if I can see it, then I can do it.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Matt, you go out and take care of the drunk tonight, a.k.a. your wife, a.k.a. O'Toole, on St. Patrick's Day. You guys enjoy. Stay safe up there. I hope to visit soon. I am busy
won't.
With
yep.
my new addition. But I am busy with my new addition to the family. Matt, again, you and I are BFLs, best friend lovers. And tomorrow, do we have a drive-home show?
Yes. Let's do a drive-home show tomorrow. I'd love to.
Drive-home show tomorrow, 4:30, and hopefully Matt has a I had to bail my drunk Irish wife out of jail story.
No, I'll make sure I have somebody's top 10. Actually, Tiger, do you have a top 10, like your personal own top 10?
Oh, no, I don't, but I will find one.
Yeah, do that.
I'll look one up and we'll review mine.
Yeah, or you can do your own top 10. What do you think your top 10 rules for success is?
Ooh, maybe. Mm. Tune in tomorrow to find out if I find one or make one.
Ooh.
Sign us out of here, Mr. Matty Moe.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is the end of our horribly unrated show. I'm the best dressed in the Midwest, and to my left is my fitness and diet expert, Tiger Taylor. Ladies and gentlemen, have a good evening, and be safe.
This is the Fully Loaded Italian, and I'm out.